Now, those people singing Les Miserables, refrains from Les Miserables, are in the Wisconsin state capitol. Those are protesters in Madison, where demonstrations have entered their third week. It's over Governor Scott Walker's bill to limit state laborers' collective bargaining rights on Saturday. Over 70,000 people braved the bitter cold and snow to demonstrate at that capitol in Wisconsin. Last night, there was a possibility that the protests, which have continued nonstop, would end, but police officials decided to let people stay in the capitol again overnight instead of shutting it down. Sean Johnson, the state capitol reporter from Wisconsin Public Radio, was there. Sean, good morning again.
Good morning.
Police decided not to remove protesters after we thought that they would. That must be a boost to the protesters. What's the latest?
Yeah, to those who remain there, they see it as winning a battle, if not necessarily winning the war. And they've had a very cooperative relationship with police thus far. Last night, the police said they needed to close the building so that building maintenance staff could clean it. And they wanted to return everything to normal hours. Hundreds of people remain after the building was supposed to be closed, and many people in the crowd said they were willing to be arrested rather than leave willingly. So police decided to let them stay, and they sort of reached a deal to have people move out of the way while building staff cleaned one floor of the Capitol and then move to another area while they cleaned another.
Well, Sean Johnson, the protests continue now. Governor Scott Walker was on the Sunday political shows yesterday morning and repeated his warning that when Tuesday rolls around, if there is no vote and no deal, people start getting laid off. Has that discouraged protesters? What are you hearing from the governor's office?
It definitely hasn't discouraged protesters. What you hear from the governor's office has been a very steady message. Although whether that deadline is firm remains to be seen. A few weeks ago, last Friday was a deadline for refinancing some debt to plug a hole in the state's current budget. It now looks like that deadline is Tuesday. But whether, if that deadline passes, the governor decides to start laying people off, we should know soon.
Now, Sean, listen to some of this sound from the protesters that you've been meeting with and you've been reporting on. We have some sound from Madison. I want you to react to this. Now, Sean Johnson, those protesters are chanting two more, two more, in response to reports that GOP Senator Dale Schultz, a Republican, will be voting against the Republican governor's bill. They're saying two more because they think they only need two more Republicans to flip. Is this confirmed? Are these rumors in the crowd? What are we hearing?
I can tell you that several people contacted me last night and this morning to say, hey, I heard that that Dale Schultz flipped. So far as I can tell, that originates in social media somewhere, and I definitely haven't heard the senator say that himself or read it in traditional media. So I can't say with 100% certainty that that's a vote that he'll take. If he were to take that vote, though, you need three Republicans to flip in the Senate and join 14 Democrats in order to kill this bill.
All right, Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you, as always, for your eyes and ears in the state capitol. I'm sure we'll be talking to you later on this week. I want to turn now to Robert Custrell, professor of education reform and economics at the University of Arkansas. And here's why. Professor Custrell has an article in the Wall Street Journal delineating and breaking down the budget in the Milwaukee School District. And he's got an interesting take that collective bargaining may actually be the problem. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you looked just at Milwaukee, not at all of Wisconsin. But what did you find in regards to the current collective bargaining agreement with teachers, at least in Milwaukee?
Okay, what I looked at was the Milwaukee public school budget. And in public budgets, as in private budgets or private employers' budgets, there is often what is called a fringe rate, a benefits rate. It's a percentage of the earnings or of the salaries that goes to benefits paid for by the employer. So I read that document, and I found that the fringe benefit rate was 74.2%.
And how does this compare to what people make in the private sector?
Well, in the private sector, the national average is 24.3%. So it's about three times as high.
And collective bargaining itself is to blame, do you think?
Well, it does play a role. As one reads through the Milwaukee Public School budget, it goes through it item by item and talks about how the cost of that benefit is broken down between the employer's contribution and the employee's contribution. And in item after item after item, it turns out that because of collective bargaining agreements, the portion that would ordinarily be paid by the employee is actually instead paid by the employer.
And you're talking about everything, Professor, you're talking about everything from pension benefits to retirement to health care. Union workers have said they're willing to make a deal and put cash on the table for these things. Would that not solve the problem, or is it collective bargaining itself that you still think is the problem?
Well, here's the issue. It's actually a different matter to negotiate over wages than it is to negotiate over benefits. There's a really significant difference here, which I think needs to be brought out. When you're bargaining over wages, there's an actual dollar amount that you're bargaining over. You know what you're bargaining over. It's actually put down on paper in black and white.
But with benefits?
Pardon?
But with benefits?
With benefits, what you're bargaining over is actually very uncertain. You're bargaining over a contribution rate.
That goes well and well into the future, and it gets more and more complicated. Well, Professor Robert Costrell from the University of Arkansas has a very interesting read in the Wall Street Journal. It's a contrarian view to what a lot of the union protesters think. Give it a read. It's all about the school district in Milwaukee. Professor, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.